I think most parents would want to try and emulate their own parents in a way, or do something for them that they didn't do for them.
I'm walking with Michael DiStefano as he sets off to collect his two kids from school.
I do it every single day, come rain or shine, every day. Every day I go and I'll jump on the bus and then bring them back on the bus.
Michael was diagnosed with multiple sclerosis in his 20s, and so he's aided along the way by a walking stick.
I just want to be able to, whilst I still can, because I have no idea how my own medical position might be in 10 years' time, I want them to remember that, you know, I went to pick them up from school, and that familiar face, the mother drops them off in the morning and I pick them up in the afternoon. I want that to be part of their memory. I want them to have that memory that I didn't have or don't have.
He's reflecting on the fact that his dad, Giovanni DiStefano, never, not once, collected him or his siblings from school.
I know we have our routine. It's, again, I didn't have that routine with my own father. It just wasn't there. So I'm happy they'll be able to remember, you know, dad came to pick us up from school. In fact, they take it for granted that dad will be there, because they should be able to take that for granted.
Because you weren't able to.
Well, not even weren't able to, just it wasn't even, didn't enter the conversation. It was, you know, dad coming to pick us up. It was, you dare to dream it. He just wasn't there.
Now, I know this all sounds a bit like minor gripe. I mean, I don't think my dad ever picked me up from school. But for Michael's story, it's a crucial element. Because remember the hard drive that Giovanni passed to Michael right as he was sentenced to 14 years in prison? Well, the reason I've left it until now to talk about the hard drive is because when he eventually plucked up the courage to explore the contents of it, when he started his journey into his dad's many previous lives, well, it wasn't simply tales of astounding misadventure or highly classified state secrets he found on there. No, what he found on that hard drive was much closer to home.
I want the truth. Tell me the truth.
From What's the Story Sounds, this is Swindler, Saviour, Mobster, Spy. Episode 7, Home Truths. If you want to keep listening to this episode, sign up to Crime Corner. It's the only place where you can hear the full story of Giovanni DiStefano and my journey to find out the truth about his extraordinary life. Crime Corner is your home of brilliant true crime content, all produced by What's the Story Sounds. There you'll find shows like Smoking Gun, which reveal the forensic science used to catch a killer. You can hear all episodes of The Missing, where listeners are invited to help find the clues that could solve long-term disappearances. And you'll find documentary series like 900 Degrees too. You can sign up to Crime Corner in just a couple of clicks. Search for the Crime Corner channel on Apple Podcasts, or if you're listening on Spotify or anywhere else, visit the link in our show notes.